Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, finally. And if you are in Chicago, it's hot and it's only going to get hotter. So do your best to stay as cool as you possibly can. Speaking of cool, something cool happened last night. I got a couple of requests for today. First off, I got a request from my good friend Lex Lutz. The stipulation is pick five songs. As your 15-year-old self, pick five songs that were your favorites from that age to give to yourself now, current day. So 15, I'm 36 now. So 1996, which was eons ago, I had to go and dig through my memory banks a little bit and figure out what I was listening to back then. Not, you know, anything too surprising for those who know me, but check it out. I think you'll enjoy the list. The second request I'll get to later on the drive, but this is the Friday morning drive playlist with a few requests. There's still time, I think. If you catch me before I get into the office, I will gladly play your requests. Or maybe I'll even play it before lunchcast today, which happens at 12 noon Central Time. So make sure to tune in for that. Got a lot to talk about today, folks. It's going to be a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy yourselves. I hope you're enjoying this weather. And unlike me, I hope you don't have to go into the job. Take care. Oh, first song. First song on the list. I'm going to go ahead and introduce that. Let's say Alanis Morissette's Ironic. Now, if this song was released today, it would probably be retitled White Privilege, except for the part with the electric chair. But yeah, it's still a good tune. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you soon. And we're back. Next up, I have a track from the Foo Fighters. It's actually a very, very early song in the history of the Foo Fighters. You can hear the rawness in it. It's just very, just like powerful, and it just comes right out the gate, and it does not relent to the very end of the song. I love it. It's I'll Stick Around. And if you haven't checked it out yet, Dave Grohl, the entire group, the Foo Fighters, were on the Late Late Show with James Corden doing carpool karaoke. And even if you think, okay, yeah, I'm kind of tired of that gimmick by now. No, man, Dave Grohl is a gem, and you should definitely make time to watch him on the Late Late Show. He's hilarious. The whole band is great. They talk about how he is when he gets drunk, but I won't spoil anything else for you. Here it is, I'll Stick Around by the Foo Fighters. So back in 1996, a movie came out starring John Travolta called Phenomenon. Now, being the ripe old age of 15 that I was at the time, you know, I didn't really see many adult films. I didn't really see many movies that were made for grown-ups. I was still watching cartoons and kind of getting out of that. So when Phenomenon came to the theater and I saw that the main character had some type of telekinesis, I'm thinking, okay, this is cool. This is the closest we're going to get to an X-Men type movie for a long, long time. And I was right. But I enjoyed it for what it was. One of the things I enjoyed about it the most was the Eric Clapton song from the soundtrack. Apparently, my parents love to tell me that growing up, that to get me to relax and to fall asleep as a baby, they would play Eric Clapton songs for me. So I guess it was just natural that I would enjoy this song. This is Change the World by Eric Clapton. So growing up in a very Christian household, it was difficult to get certain types of music past the parental board. So when it came time for me to actually purchase the Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, I really had to sell it, you know? I really had to put it out there as something worthwhile and something worthy of being in our very Christian home. So I want to thank Billy Corgan and the rest of the Pumpkins for the first track off of the album, which is just a very beautiful piano solo. That really just kind of set the tone for the whole album. It was going to be something that you weren't expecting. It was a double CD. One was a happy sun and the other was a sad moon. I really love that CD. I think I bought it three times because I kept either losing it, breaking it, or giving it to people. So That first song set the mood. The second song, Tonight Tonight, all those wonderful strings and the crescendos and Billy's voice over it, it continued that trend. But then they broke what was going on there. And we got Bullet with Butterfly Wings. And it was just so raw and guttural. I don't know, I was 15, so of course I was just very emo and, you know, all about myself at the time, kind of like now. but yeah, Bullet with Butterfly Wings was just a driving song. And on this morning drive, I thought I would share it with you. So here it is, Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Of course, you can't have a 90s playlist without one of the most influential bands of that decade, and one of my favorite bands of all time. Pearl Jam got me through a lot of hard times. Pearl Jam really spoke to me, as well as I'm sure other American males at the time, because he just seemed like he felt everything. Eddie Vedder seemed like he felt everything that he was singing. One of the songs that really hooked me wasn't really available on any of the albums proper. It was a project that Pearl Jam was working on with Neil Young, and I, at the time, didn't realize how heavily influenced Pearl Jam was by Neil Young and his sound, to the point where they did borrow heavily from some of his classics. In this case, they actually featured Neil Young on the track, and again, because Eddie Vedder and Neil Young's sound is so similar, sounds are so similar, I didn't know for a long time that this was actually Neil Young on this track with them. I just thought Vedder was just kind of like, you know, hanging back, just kind of taking it easy with the voice for a little bit. But check it out. This is I Got It from Pearl Jam. Confession time, folks. I cheated. I put more than 5 songs on this playlist. I could not pick just 5 songs. In fact, it was hard to just limit it to 6, but I would be doing myself a disservice if I did not include a track from one of the CDs that I just completely burned out from listening to several times growing up in 96. This is 311. 311 is trash, and they are still trash probably, but in a different way. When they started out, they were this rap rock group that really took themselves super seriously, but they had a lot of fun on this album, especially this track, Down. So this was a cool track to listen to. Later on, 311 got a little, I don't know, romantic, and that didn't quite strike a chord with me. So this is early, like I said, in 311's career. Down, check it out, and yeah, sorry not sorry, playlist is 6 tracks. Let's go. So that's it for the Lex Lutz Challenge. Thank you guys for listening so far. I really enjoyed that. That was kind of cool. Taking a stroll down memory lane. I say that like I don't listen to these songs on a regular basis anyway, but now you know what goes through my playlist during the day just a little bit. I am happy to share those songs with you, and I'm even more happy that it is Friday once again. I'm happy that you folks are digging the Anchor app, hopefully, and the Lunchcast. It's going live at 12 noon Central Time. You got time to call in. You got time to make requests. Whatever you want to do. It's your show too, everybody. Everybody gets a lunch on my watch. Yes. So check it out. I'm so glad that I'm able to do this sort of thing on the go now too, because I love podcasting. It's one of my favorite things. I fell in love with the whole aspect of being on the radio, but I digress. This is all content that I can share with you today on the Lunchcast. Let's get to the next special request. This one is different than everything I've been playing so far. It's a little bit of R&B, but it is around from that same era, if not a little bit later. I want to say like the 2000s. I'm going to let the song speak for itself, but thank you for making this special request. Thank you for calling in, and I will see you on the other side. Well, that's it for the Friday Morning Drive playlist. Hopefully you guys made it to work safely. just a quick note for those who are listening at home. If you have the Anchor app, of course, you get to hear everything that goes on during this show. If you're listening on iTunes, and I don't think I'm going to put this particular episode on iTunes because it's completely music-based, but if you're listening on iTunes, I always make a Spotify playlist to go along with the episodes that cuts the licensed music out. If you are listening on your desktop, I think it still gives you snippets of the songs instead of giving you the full song. But again, if you want to hear the full tracks, download the Anchor app, sign up for Spotify. The two apps will work in conjunction with one another, and you'll get to hear the show as it was intended. Any other way, check out that Spotify playlist. It's just cool to have it. Spotify is free. I know that it has commercial interruptions for those that don't subscribe, but so does everything. So thank you for listening once again. If you have any requests, if you have any on-air dedications, feel free to hit me up on the app. I will gladly play it, and you have a wonderful Friday.